throughout the summer, there are concerts on Fountain Square pretty much every day. Fountain Square has a concert series. It's the PNC Summer Music Series. And Midpoint Indie Summer is their Friday night concerts. So every Friday, people can come down and enjoy a free indie rock concert.
What will be new at the Midpoint Indie Summer this year?
Well, every week is a different lineup. So we're going to be having bands like Why, Wussy, Betty Who, Those Darlings. A lot of acts that are actually played on WNKU, but bands that are coming from around the country. We actually have some international artists. So every week is something new.
You've got great bands coming to Cincinnati all summer long, and you just got word from one of the big acts.
Well, probably one of the bigger acts that are going to be playing at Indie Summer is the band called Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. But the whole Indie Summer series is a run-up to the bigger Midpoint Music Festival that happens in the fall.
Right.
And we've just confirmed that one of our headliners is going to be Cincinnati's own The Afghan Whigs.
And that's a pretty big deal.
The Afghan Whigs are a huge act. They're not only loved in Cincinnati, but they're loved around the world, and they're on a worldwide tour right now. They're doing lots of radio and television, and their new album is really making some waves.
You have a lot of groups from out of town. What do those groups tell you about the Cincinnati audience when they come here? Are they surprised by what a great music scene Cincinnati has?
Well, when you're down there on the square, you've got that big fountain, and the weather's beautiful, the atmosphere is just great, and the bands really love it. There's always a lot of fans, a lot of families are out there, and they just really appreciate the atmosphere. The two things go hand in hand when people enjoy the concerts and the artists enjoy being out there.
Can you define indie music? What exactly is it? It's got a cool name.
It's kind of like what they say about pornography. You know it when you see it. So it can be more rock. It can be more dance. But indie music is just sort of that music that's slightly outside of the mainstream. Maybe a little bit more adventurous, a little bit more experimental. And it's always a lot of fun.
This is a free event, and it's family friendly.
Every week we see tons of parents bringing their kids down there. A lot of teenagers show up. Because it's not ticketed, anyone can come, and they just appreciate that there's something there that they can do that's so accessible.
Where should people park, and should they bring lawn chairs? What's the situation?
Well, there are chairs and seating down on the square. If you want to bring your own chairs, you can. There's parking underneath Fountain Square. There's a garage right there, but there's all kinds of parking downtown. The events are starting at 7 o'clock, so it's generally pretty easy to find a place to park. And there's all kinds of food and beverage that's right on the square.
And you can even ride your bike down there.
You can ride your bike down there. Midpoint is always pushing people riding bikes in the city. And there's free bike parking right in the Fountain Square garage.
You can find out how to get more information about Midpoint Indie Summer, the cool sounds of summer, on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Alex Brayer, thank you. See you at the festival.
Thank you.